Hey, hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Today, we are going digging for treasure in your business. And that treasure is buried in the resources you already have at your disposal. Maximizing the efficiency of the existing resources that you have is a fundamental aspect of a successful strategy because it unlocks hidden value that's already within your organization. So it's like gain for not much extra cost. So your internal resources are the skills, knowledge, tools, and processes that your business has. This ranges from your team's expertise, so that's skills and knowledge, and your own, to the software that you use, any digital assets that you've created, and any IP. And what we want to do is leverage these assets more effectively so that we can get cost savings, improve productivity, and encourage innovation. And when you get to grips with your internal resources, when you really know them in detail, you can be so much more agile and responsive to change because you know exactly what you have in your toolkit. One of my favorite examples of finding value in resources that you already have is cake pops. Cake pops are essentially just crushed up cake mixed with icing, formed into a ball and stuck on a stick and then like dipped in some chocolate usually. Yum, we all like them. But actually, cake pops came around because bakeries were trying to use up the pieces of cake that were left over from when you design like a cake extravaganza, you know, like the ones you see happening on TV or really special birthday cakes or celebration cakes. They're often in different shapes. And so you would get left with these pieces of cake that would just waste. Turning these into cake pops now gave you an additional revenue stream. So you've taken something that seems pretty inconsequential. It's a bit of waste on the sideline, and with a bit of creativity, it's become a revenue generator. So in your business, what can you look at from a different angle? Is there something in your processes that can get streamlined to save time? Do you have an employee with a hidden talent or a hobby that you could channel into a new project? So what you need to do is assess how you use your current resources and then rethink how you can use them. And so what does that look like? So first of all, you need to do a deep dive into what assets you have. And this is everything from the skills that your team might have, that they're using at work and that they maybe aren't using at work, they're using outside of work. It's a secret hobby, it's a past job, whatever that looks like. And then thinking through, okay, what else do we have that's kind of more on the business asset side? So your processes, your software that you're using, your IP, and you want to kind of create that list. And then for each of them, you want to ask yourself if you're using it to its maximum potential. So you might want to start to have some conversations with your team. Maybe you discover that your graphic designer is an animation pro on the weekend, but it's just a hobby and you had no idea about it. Suddenly you have a new aspect that you could bring into your marketing. And that means you need to have an open discussion with your team where they can tell you all of their secret hidden talents. But they can also tell you where they've seen opportunities in their roles or where they can suggest improvements on your day-to-day processes, systems, etc. You want to be having these regular reviews and these regular conversations with your team. Another place to look is your customer feedback. Are they asking for something that you're not currently providing that's a pretty easy lift for you? If you already have a high-touch group program, for example, with a curriculum all built in, are you getting feedback that they can't afford the group program with the access to you? And could you offer a DIY version? So the same asset, but a new revenue stream. Cake pops. It's also really important here when you're thinking about resources and where you need them and how you're going to use them, that you are thinking about the future. You have to be proactive. So you don't want to just plan around like, are we using it to the max today? We want to think about what's coming up in the future internally. Is that staff changes? Is it new offers? Is it expansion into a different area? Things that you know about happening? Or externally, where tech changes or market changes might be driving something that's going to affect the way you need to use your resources. And for bonus points, you really should also, by planning ahead, you can ensure that your resource use today aligns with those long-term visions and goals of your business, as long as you're flexible and willing to make changes based on the data that you see in the future. As a small business, every hour and every dollar counts. So making sure that you are maximizing the resources at your fingertips and that you're using them efficiently and effectively is going to contribute directly to your business's success. Identifying and leveraging this hidden treasure in your business requires you to stay on top of it, to look for these opportunities. And that requires a culture that values continuous improvement. The great thing about that is not only does that culture of continuous improvement help you optimize operations and maximize how you use your resources, it boosts your team's engagement. They can appreciate that they've got an opportunity to grow and bring things they hadn't thought of into the business, but also to contribute with their ideas for innovation and efficiency improvements going forward.